USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall. We'll be up to next week. We'll be up to 300 miles of incredible wall. Incredible.
President Trump in Yuma, Arizona, receiving an update on the border wall. The president continues.
We are very tough at the border. When people want to come in for our farmers, et cetera, we're not going to hurt our farmers. But we've never had better numbers than we have right now. And that's been helped because we're at a little bit over 280 miles right now.
President Trump now on his way back to Washington, D.C. The president also stopped in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where he participated in an Iowa disaster recovery briefing. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announcing on Tuesday that he's suspending long-standing operational initiatives at the Postal Service amid fears that the change could delay election mail this fall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is releasing their fifth and final volume of their report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. The report found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, but did conclude that Russia intervened in the election to harm Hillary Clinton's campaign and help the campaign of Donald Trump.
We found absolutely no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in our elections. Second, the FBI made some very troubling mistakes, especially by relying on a Steele dossier against the advice of the CIA and without verifying this foreign document or the sources that were used to create it.
That's the committee's acting chairman, Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio. And your final numbers on Wall Street, it was a record day for the S&P as they add 8 points to close at 3390. The Dow, meanwhile, losing 67, closing at 27,778. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The prosecutor in charge of Portland condemned the brutal violence that took place on August 16th and vowed to punish those responsible. According to witnesses, Black Lives Matter activists punched and kicked multiple people near a rally. Witnesses say the night of chaos began when the BLM protesters grew upset with the man filming them in the vicinity of the Justice Center, a county building. They forced him to leave and soon assaulted him. Drew Hernandez witnessed the attack.
They chased him for, like, I think maybe 2-3 blocks up the street until he finally crashed into a tree. When they finally caught up to him, they went nuts. This was violent, extremely violent. You know, sometimes I forget that I'm walking the streets of an American city in the Northwest. Sometimes it feels like you're walking in a third world country.
A significant portion of the speakers featured during the first hour of the opening night of the 2020 Democratic National Convention focused on the topic of racism in the United States. According to the convention's host, actress Eva Longoria, ongoing systematic racial injustice would be one of the main three topics during the first day of the convention. One of the first major speakers, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, spoke in front of the Black Lives Matter Plaza at the center of the nation's capital. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.